The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, plus Corey seems to think that my little clip where I said start to finish, it doesn't take much longer than 2 minutes. Yeah, would be a good clip.
He's probably right.
It'd be a great clip. Nope. Yeah,
and it's accurate.
I'd probably play that. I'd probably play that a couple times for sure.
And for all you writing us nice notes saying that we bring a sense of normalcy to your life, I'll say the same. Your notes bring a sense of normalcy to us. So it works both ways.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. What's inside your butthole? Sorry, I had to keep singing that. Dr. Ez, you phoning us or you phoning him?
He's phoning us.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's got the number.
He's going to phone it in. It's Monday.
It is that time.
May the 4th.
Be with you.
Be with you, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And I taught it a great accidental line yesterday. Tomorrow is it's Cinco de Mayo. He said it early in the show. And he said, it's Cinco tomorrow. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it is Cinco tomorrow. I thought it was funny at the time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it this allows for a two-day Star Wars celebration. Mm. It's May the 4th be with you and the Revenge of the 5th.
You're not taking away Cinco de Mayo.
No, don't take away
Star Wars geeks.
That's what they're doing.
No, they're doing it. We're not.
That's what
tomorrow
they're doing.
Is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Eat some tacos, drink some tequila, whatever you want to do, man.
It's like Christmas Eve for
Holy
Cinco de Mayo.
How?
Right, you can't let the Star Wars people hijack Cinco de Mayo.
We're not.
No. I'll give you your May the 4th
be
with you.
You can have that. That makes sense. But you can't take over Cinco de Mayo.
Especially not on a Taco Tuesday.
Damn right.
That is a sacred Mexican holiday that they don't even really celebrate.
And locally. They do up here, man. Cinco de Mayo parade is huge in this town. When they can have it, they can't have it now, though.
In fact, where it happened is where my son lives now.
That's right. You mentioned that.
That's where the battle was in Puebla. And I spoke to him over the weekend.
How's he doing?
They're hunkering down.
How's the COVID?
They don't have as many cases down there.
Are they doing any testing?
But,
That's how you keep cases down. You don't test like we do in this state, this country.
I don't think there's much of that. But his family, and it's not your stereotypical, 17 Mexicans in a house.
And one white guy.
Yeah. It's him, his wife.
Fight the sitcom.
His brother-in-law and mother. There's four people in the house.
Right. And hilarity ensues.
That's a sitcom. Yeah. And the white guy.
Yeah, and the white guy learning to speak Spanish.
Good for him. I hope so. You're right there. It's the best way to learn it.
Well, he has to.
Yeah.
Because his mother-in-law...
They're not going to learn to speak English.
...doesn't speak any English at all.
Yeah.
So in order to communicate with her, he's got to do it in Spanish.
Fix me some eggs.
And apparently, she can't understand him sometimes, so his wife has to translate because she thinks that he has an accent. And obviously he does.
Well, it's an American accent.
Right. It would be like a Mexican national who came up here and learned English.
Right.
We would perceive him as having an accent, so they perceive him as having an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And just like any other country, big countries anyway, it varies region to region. I know Mexican nationals.
Is there a bunch of rednecks outside of Celso and speak Spanish?
I can't answer to that.
Right.
But people from... say where he's from in Puebla would recognize a Tijuana accent or an accent from Monterey because they're all different regions. Just like we have various there's different cuisines in all different sections of this country. Same case in Mexico. Same case in any big country. They all have regionalisms.
Good thing that wall's up.
Colloquialisms. And it varies from region to region.
Keep Zane out.
Yeah, you have a big country. Yeah.
Trump tweeted another wall thing the other day. It's got to have strong borders.
It's good.
Yeah, that helps. That helped with the coronavirus, didn't it, dumbass?
I think he's going to pursue being a Mexican citizen, and I don't know the process to that. But he will always be, unless he decides to rise up against the American government, he will always be an American citizen.
Yeah, you still get to keep that. Right?
Yeah, unless he commits an act of treason.
Right.
You always got to be careful
not
to commit an act of treason.
So I'm keeping an eye.
Yeah. Here's your kid.
Don't quote any acts of treason.
You can deliberately denounce your citizenship, though, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And I think that would be considered an act of treason.
Would he still be able to come back if he did that?
He's not going to do
not
that.
Not to live, but
he can live anytime he wants. He can come back anytime he wants to
I
live.
Think he can, yeah.
If he denounced the citizenship, would he just be like, just stay down there?
Then he might get on a list.
There's a bunch of expats that live in Mexico, usually on the beach somewhere. A lot of people retire in Mexico. They're expats.
Yeah, they're making a boat on...
I watch those shows. You can buy a beachfront house for $300,000.
Zihuatanejo.
I don't blame them.
Isn't Jesse Ventura doing that?
He lives down there part-time all the time.
Stay away from the drones or
something? He's thinking about running for president.
I know, you better.
He lives in Baja, California, on the Pacific side. Somewhere north of Cabo. Yeah, he shouldn't run.
No, either that Justin Amash douchebag, too. He shouldn't run either.
Yeah, stay home.
So, Sam Lloyd.
Oh, that's right.
You... probably would know him as a lawyer on Scrubs. He was also had roles on Desperate Housewives, Seinfeld, Modern Family, The West Wing, Cougar Town, Malcolm in the Middle, Shameless, Flubber, Galaxy Quest.
What'd he play again?
An attorney.
Yeah, you recognize the guy. Galaxy Quest is a great movie. Love that movie.
He passed away at the age of 56. 56
non-coronavirus.
They probably counted as corona.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
They came under the brain cancer category.
Oh. Inoperable brain tumor and cancer spread to his lungs, jaw, liver, and spine. Got the diagnosis just weeks after he got his first child.
Damn.
Just a horrible deal.
Thanks for picking me up, making me feel good.
Oh, Craig. And it gets worse.
Well, he's dead.
It gets worse because on this date in history, a lot of deaths.
Oh, okay.
But Sam Lloyd, we'll get into some of the names in the Deadpool that had him picked because they knew for some time he was hurting. 3-meter pube gets a hit. 6 feet over Corrigan gets a hit. Bacon for bacon.
Oh, you're the one that found a 3-meter pube once? I think that was it. It might have been 2 meters, but you remember you told me you found. I think that was just part of the story. You said you found a pube that was really long one time. I'm talking to you, Todd.
Yeah, remember he doesn't know you're talking to him.
I know you're right. He wasn't looking at me.
I don't recall that.
I've had that happen, like a hair on my thigh that was just like a foot and a half long. You're like, how has this been here? I've either missed it or it grows super fast.
It just. Folded in your pants. You're right. You wouldn't know.
I do notice this, and maybe you do too, because you have long hair. Yep. But you know, after a shower, you'll end up picking like long hairs out of your taint for maybe a day or so. Or is that just me?
I think it's just you.
All right. The hair tends to gravitate toward that part of the body, and you know, hours later, you'll be picking long hairs out of your taint. Maybe it's just me.
I'll look today.
Aching for Bacon gets a hit. Alan Alda gets a hit with Sam Lloyd.
Aching for Bacon had 2 hits then. The actress and this one?
No, she didn't have the actress.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah, I thought I heard the name twice, too.
Yeah.
You did hear the name twice because you asked for the leaderboard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's why.
You got you. Aching for Bacon tied, you know, tied for the lead with 4 hits.
Okay. My mom's aching for Bacon.
Yeah. Anita gets a hit. Behind Colleen's Green Room Door gets a hit.
Yeah.
Bohemian Autopsy. Buster Keaton, Clark Kent's wheelchair gets a hit, as does Cleet Torres and consensual butt stuff. Cousin Rubber Power Bottom gets a hit, as does Craig's heroin port and Craig's talented tonsils.
All right. More to come.
More to come. Thanks to Sam Lloyd. There is also a story out there of this, you know, a lot of people are doing puzzles and whatnot. There's a story out there from Australia where this woman
still haven't resorted to that, you know.
This woman's about to finish the 3,000-piece puzzle. She's just about to put the final piece in, and the husband runs over and just knocks over the table.
The final piece.
Yeah, just knocks over the table, throwing pieces everywhere.
She couldn't even get a picture of it. Why did
he's
do that?
Dead now?
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Is this because he's had enough?
I think he thought it was funny.
He probably did, until after a fact.
There's video of it.
He could be planning that for a while, too.
There's video of it. You can see that. We've got a little bit of audio.
Well, if there was,
I can't imagine it's that great.
If there's video, they faked it. Who videotapes putting the last piece of puzzle down?
Well, he probably did. If the husband probably felt that he knew he was going to throw the table over.
That's right, Craig. I'm sorry. I know if he did it himself, right. Okay, then he would.
Yeah.
He could have done that himself, right.
Of course. The husband knew he was going to do this.
Right. Not fun.
Get a picture of my wife getting pissed off forever.
Did you finish yours?
Yeah, it's done.
Okay. Did you feel some accomplishment when you got that done?
Kind of, yeah. I also didn't feel the need to start another puzzle.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
It's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody would have come over and flipped the table over, there was one piece, I'd still be mad about that. I'll be mad. This lady's going to be mad about this forever.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the quarantine, you know, board games and all that stuff, since it's been 7 weeks, pretty much, this is the beginning of the 7th week, so 7 weeks, right? The 2 or 3 weeks in, maybe 4 weeks in, we're all talking like that. We're talking puzzles, Zooming your friends, drinking virtually, all that stuff. Now that's in the, you know, I don't want to do any of that anymore.
Yeah, we're getting tired of that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I never did the puzzle anyway, but the other stuff I've done, I don't even want to do that.
Not sustainable.
I just don't want to do it. I mean, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to even recognize that I have to do a puzzle now. I want to recognize what I could do in the future. I don't know when it's going to be, but I don't care about doing stuff at the house anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think it's different now that it's nicer out. You can go outside.
That helped. That's a big deal. That's a big deal for most parts of the country. Right. It's beautiful now. It's getting nice. And you could do things. But also mentally, I'm done looking for stuff like that now. I don't want to do puzzles. I don't want to do board games.
No. We want the old entertainment.
Now, I realize that.
I want the old normal.
Yeah. I don't know when it's coming back. But I'm looking forward to that as opposed to I'm past the 3-4 week. We all felt that way. What are you doing now? Yeah, I'm doing now. I'm fun. Zoom some friends. We drank. It was fun. And I don't want to do any of that.
I didn't realize how much I watch sports that I don't care about.
That's true too.
Yeah. Because whether it's a basketball game or any number of things, it would at least be on.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned. I mean, I like baseball when my team's playing. But but baseball is always one of the sports you can have on.
Yeah, you can have
always
it on.
It's on.
But now, what am I going to put on? And it's no. And it takes me a long time to go through all the no's.
Right.
Yeah. Live sports were great to turn on and then, like, take a nap,
right.
too.
Yes.
Just have it on quiet in the background. Or
something.
Yeah, because rerun sports taking a nap doesn't work. I'm with you on that.
And even with and part of watching the sports is even the noise of the crowd.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then there's Murder Hornets.
Yeah, that's a great band name, too.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
They're pretty wicked.
Yeah.
They sound nasty.
Asian Giant Hornet.
Got like 8 minutes now. He's calling in now.
Oh, is he?
Looks like the hotline's ringing.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention. We'll look into
this. Let's get to the point.
Giant hornets here in a bit.
Oh, is he going to call back? Okay. Hang on. Push is working on something. Go ahead.
All right.
As you work, Greg.
You can do that.
All right. And then the giant hornets are coming to the United States. The Asian giant hornet kills about 50 people a year right now in Japan.
Oh, 50, okay.
But that's just in Japan.
They count that as coronavirus,
now it's probably. Yeah. Now it's coming to the United States. A beekeeper in Blaine, Washington said they likely wiped out a bee colony that he's been checking on. The queen hornet can grow to be about 2 inches long. It's two of the insects.
2 inches?
That's a big bug.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they'll eat your face off.
They will literally rip your head off.
Oh.
Well, if you're a bee. If you're a regular bee.
Yeah, don't scare us.
But if there's enough of them, they can kill a human, from what I've read.
50 of them.
50 of them a year in Japan.
But here
if you are swarmed by them, they can take you down.
So scientists are trying to hunt them down before it becomes too late to keep them from reaching significant numbers in this country. Victims say the insect's venom and stinger
in the
feel
morning
like hot metal driving into their skin.
Venom and stinger used to hang out with tear gas, blood and tear gas. Yeah, they hated each other, those shows.
Well, I'm sure we'll be right on top of stopping that.
Yeah, we will.
Hopefully.
You know what? Eventually those hornets are going to be down to zero.
Because no.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, we get 15 cases now, be down to zero, and they're going to go away like a miracle. Those hornets,
yeah, just they're going to vanish.
Right. Well, we're looking at the NBA season beginning in December
for next year. Then you mean
for the 2021 season?
They're going to push it back because of coronavirus, or just because they regular games in November don't mean anything. Nobody cares.
You wish.
Yeah, I know.
It was that. You wish they could realize that.
They should realize
but
that.
But no, they
Nobody
don't.
Nobody cares about basketball until January.
The draft lottery combine being postponed. They're going to deal with that later.
They're still trying to put together a plan for the NBA this summer. You still hear it.
Well, they're still talking. Well, they're talking about delaying the season until December.
No, not next season. This
finishing
season.
This season.
That's
oh, finishing this
I saw
season.
Brian
oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I saw Windhorst on TV the other day, and he was real interesting to talk about that. He said it put together like five pods of teams in certain cities, and they'd lock them down. But then they said if the Lakers were in a pod where somebody actually got the virus on another team, they shut down the whole pod, so that messes up that team's season. I don't know how.
I understand
baseball. And
how are you going to sort that out?
I understand if you're an NBA fan or hockey fan, obviously, and then obviously with baseball now. But those three don't seem that there's any shot them coming back.
I think you just got to let them go at this point. I mean, baseball has a season where there was no World Series champion.
Right.
I mean, it has happened before in major sports.
Right. Not unprecedented.
Just call it.
How would that work with people's contracts and stuff?
I don't know.
Your team together.
I don't know how the people are getting paid. I have no idea how the big guys are even getting paid, if they're not getting paid for the season. Once again, there's probably not a pandemic thing in contracts.
No, there's not.
There's not in our contract. We're not major sports stars, but it doesn't say anything Todd and Tyler get paid unless there's a pandemic. It's not in. There's not in the contract.
There might be on the next one.
Nobody thought that through.
Shut up. Shut up. You're right.
Well, what there might
there
be.
There might be. Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Thanks for the help on that one.
What there might be in any number of contracts, not necessarily yours,
true,
is something specifying an act of God.
That's true. They
now
do
then,
that. Yeah.
What then happens is you have to determine whether or not this is an act of God.
Yeah, usually that's whether. Act of God.
Yeah, but as atheists, I don't think act of God should come into our contract.
Well, it won't
not at all.
I'm not gonna. I wouldn't even sign that. I know it doesn't say act of God in our contract.
As far as I'm concerned, there is no act of God.
No, there is none.
There's no such thing.
I would not sign that
because that would require
people other than yourself make those decisions.
Well, that would require a God.
Yeah,
that to me doesn't exist.
And if he does,
if you were making the decisions, you could do that.
I wouldn't sign an act of God contract.
If you were making the you don't know.
Yeah, I know. I work for a company that gives me Good Friday off, so they might believe in God.
Yeah, but I'm not signing one that says act of God. We never had an act of God thing in our contract.
No, but
are you sure?
Next time.
No, in our contract.
Maybe next time.
Believe me, that would stand out.
But you do know that.
I know that.
You have to be certain that a lot of people
that
have contracts have to have something about an act of God in there somewhere.
Maybe. especially Major League Baseball. I don't know about Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, how does this work?
A lot of baseball is simply a no-cut deal.
Oh, no, I know it is. Yeah. Those big contracts, they're getting paid no matter what. Right. I'm sure they are. But the NBA players, I'm not sure, but the hockey players, they're all getting paid. I mean,
didn't they already take a cut? I think the NBA players did.
I don't know.
No, some of them are.
I think mostly.
Yeah, because they're not playing. By the way, we're not sitting at home. None of us are. We're all working. We've been working since day one.
No, we are fulfilling our contract.
Yeah, we actually are working. Yeah. And we're lucky. And we actually are lucky that we get to work. Believe me. After the we were talking about this, Nick, earlier. I know you know this feeling. You get this feeling, too. It's Todd and I are tired of Groundhog Weekends. The Groundhog Weekdays are bad enough, but Groundhog Weekends are,
right. Well, there's used to like look forward to stuff.
You're yes.
Like, oh, you know, 3 weeks from now we'll have this concert, right. Or you know, well, the baseball trip or whatever. Yeah. Now there's just like, well, it's
Friday.
This is what it is.
Right.
Yeah. The only difference is I get to sleep in. I probably get to drink a little more on Friday and Saturday,
which
night.
Is also is also a double edged sword. I get to feel crappier on Saturday and Sunday morning.
Actually, I did most.
It doesn't matter.
Most of my drinking.
It doesn't matter, though. No, it's funny. It was funny because yesterday morning, I still wake up around 7 on the weekend, 7, 7:30. I can't sleep later than that. But that's still pretty much 8 hours sleep. And I got up and had breakfast. I always eat breakfast right away because I'm hungry in the morning. And my wife comes out, and we were going to do something with the kids in the yard around 1:30 or something. And all of a sudden, it was like 11, and I go,
I don't feel like going out to the yard.
I'm tired. No, I say I'm tired. I say I'm tired. And she goes, take a nap. And I said, you're right. You're right. I went right back into the bedroom and laid down for an hour.
I can do that. Sleep.
Like, why not?
But I'm thinking, I said to her, I said, I'm not missing anything. And I got the rest of the day to do anything that I'm not going to do.
And that's one more hour we don't have to deal with.
Exactly. Just go lay down. I said, okay.
Go for it.
Yeah, I took a nap. I've been up 4 hours. Maybe 3.5.
Well, don't push it.
Yeah.
I got on the interwebs and spent a little money this weekend.
Oh, you did? What'd you do? Buy something big for yourself?
A nice putting green to go along with your nice putting green?
I had to buy some accessories for that.
How about your front yard chickens? Yeah. You buy your front yard chickens yet?
No. Okay. But I heard the chickens again when I took a walk through the neighborhood.
Right. Coop building materials?
But I bought me some wall
chicken
art.
Chicken wire?
Wall art for the office.
Hair lip.
And, a waffle maker, because I'm now the designated breakfast chef.
Right.
I can give you some good recipes.
Yeah. Right. Since
I make waffles.
He makes waffles.
Christy's cooking all the time. I decided to take it upon myself to be the breakfast guy. I make breakfast.
All right. So you spent some cash, huh?
Yeah. I dropped about $600. Wow.
And I'm
how much
tell
is a waffle maker?
$200. You got to get the good one.
And Belgian or regular?
Yeah. $400 was for wall art.
Wall art was $400.
Belgian or regular waffles?
Or both.
I don't know.
What's the wall art? Big picture of a waffle?
It's all full circle.
Yeah. It's a big canvas ski map of a steamboat.
Okay, cool. All right. That's where I was at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like steamboat.
Weren't actually skiing on the mountain.
No, I like it in the summer, but it was beautiful,
It's good in the winter, too.
Yeah.
It's good year-round. I wish I were there now.
I was in S-Hole, Louisiana about a year ago.
A month ago, a year ago?
And I'd rather be in Nichols State, Louisiana.
You miss it?
Yeah. I miss it. I missed it.
Or at least have the option to go to Butthole, Indiana.
I was in Butthole, Indiana for a football camp.
Louisiana.
Whatever.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
That's a big difference.
Doesn't matter.
Butthole, Louisiana last year, and I would pay to go back there now. Let's go to vacation. Where? Butthole, Louisiana.
Sold.
Yeah. Sold.
All right, we tracked down Dr. Ed.
Yes.
He's apparently doing some doctoring.
I figures.
But we'll be available after the break. Yeah.
Excellent.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.